Coin Coin is a jazz epic currently being created by the musician and composer Matana Roberts. So far, it spans 5 albums of audio experimentation and musical storytelling, exploring and recovering the histories of Roberts' ancestors and their times. The latest chapter, Chapter 5, In the Garden, is inspired by family stories as well as public archives in the US and focuses on one unnamed woman who died following complications from an illegal abortion. And this report does contain some disturbing material. Culture Files' Louise McMahon spoke to Matana Roberts about finding the words to awaken the past.
So the phrase is, they didn't know I was electric, alive, spirited, fire, and free. My spirit overshadowing, my dreams too bombastic, my eyes too sparkly, my laughter too true. My name is your name, our name is their name, we are named, we remember, they forget.
They forget, my name is your name.
Like, did they use bombastic? Like, I had to dig through a bunch of archives, and I did find it. It did exist. It wasn't common, but it was used. My own kind of trials and tribulations growing up as a Black body in America, I often look to history as a way to kind of keep my spirits moving. What I do in the Coin Coin work is I flesh out the story with sort of my own emotional terrain around what I know about just human interaction, you know, regardless of the decade or the century. Human interaction, the emotional terrain has not really changed that much. It's just some of the, you know, mores and mores that have changed. But in terms of what it feels like to deal with rejection, abuse, emotional juggernauts, it's not that much different. So I try to plug all these things. My maternal grandmother had a house on the south side of Chicago that generations of my family had lived in. And in the corner of her living room, there was a stack of photo albums. I have some of those photo albums now. They're part of the archives. And many of the photos were very old and they were not labeled. We're talking like 1870s, early 1900s. Rare photos of Black people in the American South. And I just became really fascinated with them. And I wanted to know more about who some of those people were. So my interest in genealogy goes way back. It's also the way in which, you know, sitting around the dinner table with extended family, that people would connect to each other. You know, I've been working on this project since 2005, and I never imagined that when this chapter would be released, that I would actually be looking at legislation that is doing the same thing to women today that it had done to my ancestors. So it's been a bit of a journey, this one. One of the reasons that I have a lot of the documentation that I have on my own family history is because on one side of my family, they were Black people who, for whatever reason, were able to garner financial means. And that has a lot to do with the state of Louisiana and how many times the state of Louisiana changed European hands and American hands. Historically speaking, there was a lot of lawlessness and a lot of ways for which people to use that lawlessness to their advantage, especially when dealing with the color line. Because of slavery and the predomination of sexual assault on plantations, a lot of the folks on this side of my family were very fair-skinned. Some of those people actually went on later to pass as white people.
Free moon lady.
You know, now we would say mixed race, which is very positive, but they built a community in an area of Louisiana that became sort of its own thing. And this is where a good majority of my maternal lineage hails from. The woman in the story is from a family outside of this area. She's actually from New Orleans, also a very fair-skinned family. And her lineage is actually Quebecois, French-Canadian, pushed out of Canada into Louisiana. Unfortunately, the gentleman that brought her into the other community that I spoke of, they did not like families that were outside of the actual insular community because they knew with African lineage, oftentimes what could happen is this thing my grandmother used to call shadow children, like children that show up to speak of an earlier lineage where a fair-skinned woman could possibly have a darker-skinned child. And for that community, it would be scandalous. So they were not very kind to this ancestor that I speak of on this record.
The boys and I had been in the city for a few months. It was cooler here. And since they were not yet of school age, I felt no hurry to return back to that house.
She was a school teacher by profession, by the way. That's a very important detail. The year would have been 1924, 1925, and it's on the Louisiana State Books that at the time that if you were in the quote-unquote family way, and especially if there was no father or husband in the picture, there's no way that you would be able to garner employment. And so she decided to take the issue into her own hands and try to procure an abortion. And I was told the story a couple different ways, and I decided to choose one. And the one that I chose was a story that I was told that she threw herself down a flight of stairs at a local library. And I think she thought that she had brought the process on, but she ended up getting very ill. And it's because she had septicemia and she had to go to the family doctor. I actually have the death certificate. They say septicemia, but they purposely place what the septicemia was from, and it says abortion. I go back and forth about this part of the story, if whether or not her doctor didn't have, or because I know how religious the communities were that they were a part of, if they let her die anyway. I sometimes do think about that. I can't imagine putting that on a death certificate during that time period unless you're trying to shame someone. But that she wasn't allowed to be buried in the Catholic cemetery with the rest of her family is what I was told.
They didn't know I was electric, alive, spirited, fire-free. My spirit overshadowing, my dreams too bombastic, my eyes too bright, and my laugh
they
too true.
Forget
my name is your name. Our name is their name.
Is your name. Our name is their name.
You haven't mentioned her name at all. Is that something that you're keeping to yourself, or is there a reason for that? Or are we allowed to know her name?
I'm not certain she would want people to know this story. I want to tell a story in a way where other people can really enter into the work and see themselves. And so, that was purposeful. Mm. The photo that is part of the record, that is her. I mean, the subject matter is so depressing, and I just want people to understand with Coin Coin that the work is about the perseverance of the human spirit, and there's a lot of joy in that.
Matana Roberts there talking to Louise McMahon, and they'll be back next time to talk more about stories, sound, and what Beyoncé is up to.